This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. America's eugenic past is coming back to haunt us. From the wild and roaring 20s until we saw the end of the scourge known as World War II, infanticide was all the rage. Helen Keller, of all people, considered infanticide the weeding of the human garden. So-called progressives are again advocating infanticide in the U.S., and full professors from Princeton and Cornell have now joined the chorus. If we wish to reverse the trend, it is time to vote and to act well. Phyllis Schlafly initiated the modern abortion abolition movement and almost single-handedly made abolition a plank in the GOP platform. Schlafly died Labor Day in Missouri. Some news outlets are calling her anti-feminist. The reality is that Phyllis Schlafly was more in keeping with original feminists who saw abortion as the cruelest means of domination over women. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Planned Parenthood friends in Congress still want the nation's number one abortion provider to fight the Zika virus, though 12,000 healthy babies, survivors of Zika, indicate there is a huge flaw in the Zika birth defect link. The absence of Planned Parenthood funding again stopped a federal funding response to the virus. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.